So Leeds United back in action this weekend, taking on Rotherham. It's the late kickoff on tomorrow afternoon, so it's the 5:30 it's going to be on. Let's find out some more from the Rotherham point of view. We're joined by Joe Cawthorne from the Rotherham Advertiser. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you very much.
So how are Rotherham fans feeling ahead of the game with Leeds?
Well, as you can imagine, the season hasn't gone exactly according to plan so far. So I think Rotherham fans are feeling a little bit flat at the moment. I think that's the word I'd use to describe the feeling around the club. But with a big Yorkshire derby, with a big team like Leeds coming to town, it always lifts the fans. Always a few more come out to support the team, and the atmosphere should be really good.
Of course, Alan Stubbs started the season in charge of the club. Since then, Kenny Jackett's taken over. A lot of people, when Jackett came in, thought this was a real coup for him to go to Rotherham, and that the Millers had done really well to get him. How's it been since he's been in charge?
Well, his first two games, there was that bounce that you usually see with a new manager, where the performance improved. He shook it up a little bit. Brought in experienced players back into the team, such as Richard Wood, the centre-half, and Dexter Blackstock up front, and went for a little bit more championship experience. And that sort of worked for the first couple of games. They were in the games much longer. They almost won away at Ipswich, all bar a last-minute strike from David McGoldrick. And hope was given to Rotherham fans again. It felt like there was something to look forward to. The game against Preston just before the international break, it was a step down again in terms of performance. They lost that one 3-1, and Kenny Jackett admitted after the game that the international break maybe came at the right time for them. Three games since he took over, and he expected that drop in performance. And then they came back after the international break and went away to Derby, and obviously they're a team in a false position in the league. Steve McLaren's gone back there and got them playing again, and the gap in class told on the day. Rotherham conceded a goal and heads ultimately dropped and ended up losing the game 3-0. So it's been mixed since Kenny Jackett came in, really. But there's still a strong feeling among fans that he's the best man for the job and the best man who Rotherham could have got at the time.
Do you feel there's almost something where if Rotherham can just make sure nothing too disastrous happens before the January transfer window, that could be their opportunity to make changes and then push on for that second half of the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're 11 points behind now. If it gets much more than that before January, then obviously it's going to become an insurmountable task. To get out of the bottom three. It needs to be in touching distance going into January. He told us yesterday that he doesn't think the position of Rotherham will hinder his chance of getting players in January. In fact, quite the opposite. He said he expects it to be to confirm that he's getting the right type of people if they come to Rotherham while the bottom of the league in January. So he's already started thinking about it. He's already got plans underway, talked with the chairman, Tony Stewart. So he has got one eye on it, but he needs to make sure that Rotherham are still in touching distance and they're very much on that border at the moment come January.
And do you know something that's really weird about this game is we're so used to connections between Rotherham in terms of, you know, Steve Evans and Redders. Now, though, we've got Kenny Jackett in one dugout and Gary Monk in the other, that it's not lessened the game in any way, but there isn't quite that close connection just at the moment.
There is still a few connections there. I mean, Kenny Jackett and Gary Monk at Swansea. So there is still one or two little connections there. A few players for Rotherham who've played for Leeds as well. So I'm sure that it'll still have that push behind it and that gravitas behind it. Maybe not quite as much as in recent years with Steve Evans and Neil Redfern and Neil Warnock and so on. But there is still a lot there. And a Yorkshire derby, I mean, there could be no links whatsoever between the two sides. It's still a Yorkshire derby, and whatever happens, that'll always be the case.
How do you see it going score-wise?
I think, obviously, the big favourites are Leeds United. Gary Monk's got them playing some great football. There's no doubt about that. They're heading in the right direction. Kenny's still got to work out maybe his best starting 11 at Rotherham and get them competitive week in, week out in the Championship. But these are the kind of games where anything can happen. And for Rotherham, a win or even a draw with a clean sheet against Leeds United, and that could be the little kickstart that they need just to build a little bit of confidence and build a little bit of momentum. And I can honestly see a draw tomorrow.
Well, Joe Cawthorne from the Rotherham Advertiser, has been brilliant to get you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.